A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
And good afternoon, KSL News Time, 3 o'clock. I'm Grant Nielsen in for Jeff Kaplan. Outside, we've got 38 degrees and rain.
And emergency traffic, a crash is closed eastbound I-215 in Holiday. I'm Steve Carlson.
And developing story involves at least one person dead after a crash on I-215 this afternoon. Utah Highway Patrol tells us that a wrong-way driver hit another car. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is at the scene. She's live with us now. And Kelly, where exactly on I-215 is this?
Well, this is about 2300 East. Again, this is eastbound 215, about 2300 East. It is a fatal crash involving a wrong-way driver. We don't have a whole lot of information, but there's a lot of UHP on scene, obviously, fire department, and it looks like there's about three cars involved in this crash, and two of them look pretty banged up. We should be hearing soon from UHP more information. Live in Holiday, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Hundreds of people came to say goodbye to the Grantsville family who was murdered in their home last week. Funeral services were held for the Haney family before they were laid to rest. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Members of the community are still trying to process the murders of four members of the Haney family.
I kind of feel it's a nightmare that we're going to wake up from, and this is going to be true. Unbelievable.
But inside, surviving brother Danny told the attendees he's positive he'll be reunited with his family someday. Alejandra was described as a woman who lived for her kids. Alexis was called a great artist, Matthew a protective friend, and Milan a fierce ninja on the soccer field. Some people say the one positive thing is seeing how the community is supporting each other now.
Everyone I knew from Grantsville, every time we've talked about Danny.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a new dinosaur species. Maria Chaleos has to Tales. Good afternoon, Maria.
Good afternoon, Grant. This is the Allosaurus gymnatsoni. It was unveiled today at the Utah Museum of Natural History. Paleontologists at the museum showed off the new discovery today.
The lower part of its jaw is more straight. The skull is narrower. This makes it a little bit more gracile compared to the stronger skull that we have in Allosaurus fragilis.
Parts of this first specimen were found in Dinosaur National Monument in northeastern Utah in the 1990s. Its unusual name is after the state's first paleontologist, James Madsen, Jr. A new dinosaur was found, but the Tracy Aviary is missing a bird today. A red-tailed cockatoo apparently was scared off by a wild eagle and somehow escaped from the aviary. They're asking people who live near Liberty Park in Salt Lake to keep a sharp eye out for that bird. Her name is Matilda. She has dark feathers and plumage on top of her head and a reddish tail. Now you can see photos of Matilda on the KSL News Radio Facebook page.
The race for Utah governor.
In 1 week, the top candidates for governor will debate. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria, the first governor's debate will be held on day two of the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit at the Salt Palace next Friday. Today's the deadline for the candidates to qualify. Candidates have to raise at least $50,000 to be on stage. John Huntsman Jr., Spencer Cox, Greg Hughes, Thomas Wright, Jeff Birmingham, and Amy Winder Newton have all done that. No Democratic candidates have qualified. Last year, the summit drew 24,000 attendees. Silicon Slopes just announced Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg as the keynote speaker. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Democrats are making their case for a third day in the Senate impeachment trial against the president. House managers detailing how Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine in a scheme to cheat in the 2020 election and blocked Congress from investigating. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, during a media briefing today, saying the president is working through it all.
He's doing his job as president. I think the real question, Ann, is why is Congress not doing its job?
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is critical of his GOP colleagues, who also say the Senate should get back to the regular business.
You know what the business of the Senate has been in the entire last year? 22 amendments on the floor of the Senate in the entire year. We had 11 amendments on the first day of this trial.
This is the final day for Democrats to make their case against the president. Several polls out this week show a majority of Americans would like to see the Senate take some witnesses. Polling from ABC News and the Washington Post shows 66% of Americans want the Senate to call new witnesses. Polls from Politico, CNN, the Associated Press, Reuters, and Quinnipiac all show over 57% support as well. Other national stories KSL is following. The Trump administration is threatening to take away money for health care from California because of the state's requiring insurance plans to cover abortions.
The announcement from the White House was meant to coincide with the president's appearance at the March for Life anti-abortion event at the U.S. Capitol. Under the administration's order, the Federal Health and Human Services Department is issuing a notice of violation, giving California 30 days to comply with federal law. The head of HHS says California is violating the law by requiring insurance plans to cover abortions. California, which is constantly suing President Trump, is showing no sign of ending that requirement. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Fran, are you a Bigfoot follower?
Bigfoot. I lived in Washington. A lot of talk about Bigfoot.
Washington State, the Transportation Department today releasing some photos that look an awful lot like Sasquatch. They posted some photos on their Twitter account showing a Bigfoot-like figure walking along State Route 20 and Sherman Pass. Now, the mythical creature has been associated with the Pacific Northwest and causes many discussions when these alleged photos are posted. So, do you think Bigfoot lives there since you lived there once?
Of course.
You were there, so Bigfoot must be there too, right?
He loves Sherman Pass.